Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Money reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball towards center. Molitor catches it and throws to Yount, who relays to Gantner to double up Baines. Lozinski tags and scores. Lemon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Molitor, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Almon goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Squires reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Ha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Baines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hile strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.